Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Good morning. How are you guys? It is Friday Eve. That should make you happy. And I know while we're all looking forward to the weekend, just want to let you know, we are hearing about this potential. See, I get caught up in the hype, Bill. A potential for a winter storm Sunday through Tuesday.
Yeah. Why do you think anybody listens?
Like 2.5 straight days.
That's annoying to even hear. But
I know.
But I think anyone who's listening right now, we all share that same concern, you know, because you got to commuting this time of the morning in this, you know, it's dark out.
I know.
In bad weather, it's always on our mind. Let's hope it passes by.
Sunday night through Tuesday.
Possibly.
Again. Potential. Yes.
We didn't get much of anything this past week. I mean, we weren't expected to get a lot anyway, but really turned out to be nothing.
That nor'easter in December. Like, that was fine. That should have been it.
That should be it.
That should have
been it. We should get one big thing a year or whatever.
I'm knocking
on wood. My knuckles are raw from
knocking.
Hey, guys, exciting Friday Eve for you. A chance to win a lot of cool stuff from us. At 7:30, Beat the Bee, $50 Fogo de Chao gift card.
Actually.
Whoa, is it something different today?
It is.
Oh,
yes.
What is it?
It's a $50 gift card as well, but it's to the restaurant The Wayward.
Oh, I heard that's excellent.
Yeah, that is today and tomorrow, The Wayward.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Well, that's just as good. Oh, excellent. All right, $50 for a chance to go to The Wayward. 8:15, a lot of money. $505 could be yours for the IQ.
We're excited because this is the highest the jackpot's been this new year. Since
that's
we brought
right.
It back.
We brought it back and everyone was just getting it like this. But $505, yeah, the highest jackpot for this year. Three out of four of us have never done this. Think about that. All that cash could be yours. Then at 3:05, the code word, your Apple a Day code word to win a brand new Apple iPad. And right now, Jen and myself are going to scoot on over to Facebook Live to do our video on the Be Up Club. Join us if you can at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, this is really interesting. So this week is known as a palindrome week, okay? And that means that every date, like today is 1/28/21, it reads the same when you say it forwards and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually happening for 10 consecutive days. So it started on the 20th. It goes through tomorrow, which is 1/29/21. Does this make sense? The next one will happen in December, starting with 12/1/21. And that will go for 9 straight days.
How about that?
Right?
And here's a fun fact for you guys. January 20th, which was Inauguration Day, was the first palindrome number Inauguration Day in U.S. history. And the next one, well, we're not going to see it, but it'll happen 1,000 years from now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. If you do 1/20/3021, it would read forwards and backwards the same because you wouldn't do the 30 in it. So it would be
1/20/21.
Isn't that?
But that's even weird to say 3021.
Yeah.
Like, what are we saying?
1,000. Do you think we'll be reincarnated and back together as a morning show?
After watching that episode on Surviving Death?
I'm telling you.
Yes.
If you guys watch one thing this year on Netflix, watch Surviving Death, the reincarnation episode.
It'll make you a believer.
It'll make you totally blow your mind. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, we have a really fun question for you guys this morning. So we saw this study. Now, this was out of the UK, all right? And it found that the top things British people think have come out of America are these top three things. Are Coke, Netflix, and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Can't argue with,
no,
with any of
no,
them, right?
Good things.
So Bill and I were kind of tweaking that a little bit. Mm-hmm. We want to know what you guys think are the top things that have come out of Philadelphia. Like, what are the best things Philly has contributed to the world? As much as I want to say cheesesteaks, mm-hmm. I have to go with the history aspect. So Philadelphia's top contributions, I think, would have to be the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, both written and signed here.
You're going right. You can't argue with that. You can't. I mean, there's so many things, though, to choose from. So many great things came out of Philly. I mean, if you want to say people, I mean, you want to go celebrities like Will Smith, Boyz II Men, Kevin Bacon, Patti LaBelle, all
oh my
Philadelphians.
Gosh, yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on. But, you know, it doesn't have to be people. Can be anything, really.
Anything.
So, yeah, what is the best thing, in your opinion, to come out of Philadelphia? What is our gift to the world? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, if you had to pick just one of the top things to come out of Philadelphia, what would it be? And I have to go with the history. I have to go with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
It's hard to argue.
I mean, you know. But there's so many.
You know, but I think it's just an endless list of artists that Philadelphia has given to the world. I mean, it's just Patti LaBelle, Hall & Oates, Boyz II Men. You want to go Suburbs, Pink.
From
Doylestown.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how about you guys? Give us a call.
Can we go with Bradley Cooper?
We can go with Bradley Cooper from Jenkintown. Why not? You know, Facebook, of course, blowing up over this, Jen, because we threw that question out there, getting lots of comments. So Lori, who says cheesesteaks and hoagies. Again, can't argue there. Leslie says the Mummers, of course.
Oh, my
iconic
gosh.
Here in Philly.
Yeah.
Debbie says Scrapple and Tasty Cakes.
I love this.
Again, food's always a good thing. And I remember Nabisco. Remember the Nabisco factory on the boulevard?
Sure. It smelled so good.
I used to roll my window down as a kid and try to eat the air. I kid you not. I miss that. So lots of Philly food ideas, of course. But how about you guys? It doesn't have to be food. But what do you think is one of the top things that has come out of Philadelphia? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So if you had to select one of the top things to come out of Philadelphia, what would it be? It's a hard question. There's so many great stuff. But for me, it's the endless list of, like, great musicians and artists mm-hmm. to come out of Philly.
No, that's good. You know? So many. Yeah. I got to go with the history angle. So Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, that kind of thing. But how about you, Aaron? What do you think are some of the best things to come out of Philly?
Isn't the Betsy Ross flag also in Philadelphia?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
And I would say Betsy Ross, the flag, and Yingling beer, which is also synonymous with Philly.
There's so many great things to choose from, Aaron.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day. Love listening to you.
Love you too, Aaron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Teacher Pat, how about you?
I mean, there's several things, but just back in the day, I would say American Bandstand.
Oh, my gosh, right. Dick Clark.
That's right. It all started here with Dick Clark.
It did in South Philadelphia, yeah.
How about that? Now, did you have any family members that were on the show or anything like that?
No, I just watched it when I was a kid.
Well, you know what I watched as a kid? You just reminded me. Remember Dancing on Air after school?
I do remember Dancing on Air.
Yes, and Kelly Ripa was on it.
Oh, my gosh. It's bringing back all those memories, yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome. Hey, have a great day.
All right, how about you? What are the best contributions Philly made to the rest of the world? What's our gift? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, we have a fun but rather tough question for you. What is the best thing or things to come out of Philadelphia? I mean, you probably could write a book about it. The list is so long. But for me, it's the amazing artists that Philadelphia has given the world.
And we've also given so much history to the world, too, right? I mean, I got to go with the Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, both written and signed here. But how about you, Linda? What are the best things you think came out of Philly?
I would say the whole Rocky series.
Especially
the first movie.
Yes!
Of course.
Rocky, of course!
My favorite. How do I miss that? I mean...
I think Sylvester Stallone really put us back on the map. I remember driving down the streets and looking at all the places where they filmed the movie. So I would have to say Rocky.
And let's extend that, too, with the art museum and those those steps. I mean, because of that movie.
Yeah, and if you go there now, I mean, so many people, well, they were. A lot of people were visiting just the statue at the Art Museum.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's at the top of my list as well. It's got to be. Rocky.
Great one, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, guys, we have Beat the Bee at 7:30. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Bill, those are some bad moves there you're doing in that song.
I love that song.
Oh,
it helps me get my swagger.
Yeah, I noticed.
It really does.
So he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 7:28 right now, which means it is time to play Beat the Bee. So the game works like this. You guys are betting on me. You have a yes or no question. Mm. Yes or no. Will I correctly be able to answer Bill's trivia questions?
All right, today's category, numbers. Numbers. All this week, we were talking about this. It's palindrome week. We were talking about this earlier. So that means every date, including today, reads the same forwards and backwards for the 10 consecutive days. Isn't
like
that something?
1, 28, 21.
Mm-hmm.
If you read it backwards, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So in honor of numbers, we'll do
numbers.
Trivia. Yeah,
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
Today you are playing for a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. And this is courtesy of the Center City District. Support Philly restaurants by ordering takeout. And you can learn more at supportphillyrestaurants.com. All right. You want to play Beat the Bee? B, caller number 10 right now.
That's right. That's a good number.
That's
caller
right.
10. Yeah. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant, courtesy of the Center City District. And we're playing this morning with Grace from Philadelphia. She was caller number 10.
Mm-hmm. All right, Grace, it is 5 trivia questions for Jen. The category this morning, numbers, numbers. Now you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right, and you're going to win. Grace, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I sure am.
Grace sure is. All right, here we go, Jen. Question 1. Let's start with the number 24. It happens to be the title of your favorite show of all time.
That is, and that's my lucky number.
That's right, and your lucky number. Now, each season on the show, it took place over a 24-hour time period. But what was the safest hour on the show when only 3 people died in the history of the show? Was it 6 and 7 p.m. or 9 and 10 a.m.? There's an hour on the show, over the course of the show, that was where only 3 people met their demise.
Oh, my God. You're talking about all seasons.
All seasons.
Wow.
Is it 6 and 7 p.m. or 9 and 10 a.m.? Grace, will she know that? She's a big fan of the show.
She'll know.
She'll know. What do you think? 6 and 7 or 9 and 10?
Well, it's got to be early, 9 to 10, because as the day goes on, you know, it gets crazier and crazier.
Stuff went down later on in that show. You're right. So you are correct. 9 a.m. and 10. Between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. All right, Grace, you're on the board. Good job. Here we go. Question 2. Under FAA guidelines, what is the maximum altitude I'm allowed to fly my drone? Is it higher or lower than 300 feet? How high can I fly my drone? Grace, will she know that?
I think she's going to take a good guess. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in that lady.
Well, thank you, Grace.
Higher
and I am guessing only because Bill does fly his drone often over my home. And some days I think you are pretty high. I'm going to go over 300.
My goal one day is to spy on you and your neighbors from space.
Oh,
but yeah,
please.
It is higher. You were correct.
Yes.
400 feet is the highest I can go.
I'm sorry, what is it? What's the number?
400 feet.
400.
So you were right. All right, Grace.
Oh, wow. That was a close deal. Good job.
Yeah, Jen.
Thank you, Grace.
Grace,
tell him to stop flying his drone over my house.
Well, look. You could do it to some other lady.
Well, Grace, my plan is to sell all this footage to Netflix one day for a documentary. But,
let's go on. Question 3.
Question 3, Grace, you are going for the sweep. Are you ready?
I sure am.
She sure is. All right, here we go. 1. Is this the number of years Carson Wentz has left with the Eagles if he doesn't get his act together? Or the number of years I have left here at B101 if I don't get my act together? 1. Grace, will she know that? It's a 50-50.
Oh, that's an easy question. Of course she's going to know.
Well, you know what? That applies for both. I'm actually going with both.
Both was the correct
yes.
answer. That's what we were looking for. Grace, that was a clean sweep. Good job by you.
Congratulations, Grace. You won a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant, and it's courtesy of the Center City District.
That's really cool.
It is. It's very nice. You're going to love it. Get some good takeout. And if you can hang on a moment, we'll get your info, okay?
Thanks. so much. You sound so good. Stay well.
You too. Thank Stay you. Healthy, oh. Grace. Hold on one moment.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning for your chance to play Beat the Beat. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have been taking your calls this morning about this fun question. What would you guys say are some of the best contributions that Philadelphia has made to the world? Now, this idea came from a study we saw that was actually out of the UK, and it found that the top things British people think have come out of America are Coke, Netflix, and Disney,
yeah,
which you really can't argue with, right. You know? So Bill and I just tweaked it to be about Philly. All right, as much as I want to say cheesesteaks, mm-hmm. of course, I got to go with the history aspect. So Philadelphia's top contributions, I think, are the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, both written and signed here.
Hard to argue with. Two great picks. There's so many things to choose from. I mean, if you're going to say people, like artists, I mean, you've got... Let's see, Will Smith, Boyz II Men, Kevin Bacon, Patti LaBelle, Hall & Oates. I mean, the list goes on and on. But it doesn't have to be people or artists. It actually can be anything, really. What about you, Tyra? What do you think Philly's gifts to the world are?
So we got a couple of things. One would be Amoroso.
Yes.
Amoroso Bridge.
Yes.
Of course.
The other one would be Breyer's Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do I not even know that that's from Philadelphia?
That's right. I remember that.
I don't.
Because I'm old and you're not.
Oh, that's not true.
The other thing would be Frank's Soda. If it's Frank's, thanks.
That line I do remember.
We remember
yes.
that.
That's
yeah.
all Philadelphia.
I mean,
that's all PA.
Where would a Philly cheesesteak be without the Amoroso
totally.
Roll?
Totally.
You know, so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you can remember, I don't know how old everybody is, but when Wawa first started making their sandwiches, they used Amoroso rolls.
Wow.
But it got a little pricey, so they went on to making their own
mm-hmm,
bread.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyra, you just brought up Wawa. How come no one has said that yet?
Yeah, no one said Wawa yet. So, yeah, that's on the list, obviously.
Wawa, Amoroso Rolls, and Breyer's Ice Cream.
And, you know, and it's no wonder for years. Remember, we were always the fattest city in the world. I wonder why. We have so much great food in Philadelphia. But
we have awesome food.
Yeah.
We have awesome stars, and we have an awesome radio station.
Oh, aww. You're too kind.
We're assuming you mean B101,
Tara. Yeah.
I mean B101.
You are adorable, and thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good
Bye,
day.
Bye, Tyra.
Take care.
And you know, one of the great things to come out of Philadelphia? The IQ, the impossible
That's
question.
Right.
We have a huge jackpot you can win coming up very shortly. $505 could be yours at 8:15. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
And it's a big jackpot. $505 this morning for the IQ. Here it is. Here's the big question. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
All right, and yesterday's wrong answers were take out the trash, write a check, smoked a cigarette, or cleaned a vacuum cleaner, which I love that one. All right, but none of those are right. So you can start calling with your guesses right now. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. What do you think? If you guess it right, like Bill said, you're going to win $505. So best of luck. And here's our phone number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, big jackpot for the IQ, $505 this morning. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Greg, hi, good morning. What is your guess?
Skiing.
Skiing.
Oh, boy, I've snowboarded. I'm not so great on the skis. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I ski. How about you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm an all right skier, actually.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have some snow to do it. Hopefully not.
We'll be skiing to work on Monday morning, though.
That's right. Let's hope not. But not what we're looking for, Greg. Not skiing.
All right, well, what do you think the answer is? We want to hear your guesses. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. Give us a call. Here's our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, $505 for the IQ this morning. 3 out of 4 of us have never done this.
Hey, Jen, good morning. What is your guess?
Name their car.
Ooh, I like that because, no, I've never named my car.
I've never done that either. What about you, Jen? Have you done it?
Me, yeah.
What's your car's name, Jen?
Diva.
Diva. I like it, Jen. That's funny.
Yes, it matches the personality of its owner, I'm sure. However,
yes, it does.
Yeah. I'm sorry, though, Miss Diva. Naming your car is not the answer.
Aw.
Good try,
Jen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Cheryl, three out of four of us have never done this. What's your answer?
A social media page, Twitter account.
Are you a big social media person?
Not really, no.
I'm active. I don't tweet as much as I mostly like on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm on Facebook a lot, but I'm on Twitter
more
and more each day. I love Twitter.
Yeah,
I really do.
We got to do something with TikTok, you and I, Jen.
Oh,
I have no idea
gosh.
What. But we got to branch out a little bit. But good guess, Cheryl, but not it.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, how about you?
My guess is broken a bone.
Hmm. Ooh, that's another good one. How about you, Joe? Have you ever broken anything?
I have not.
Ooh, you're a lucky man.
What about you, Jen?
When I was a toddler, apparently, and I don't remember, I did break my leg. I tripped over a dog, and they actually put my cast in the shape of a crawl, like my knee was bent.
Ooh.
I had to crawl on my cast.
Oh, wow.
So I thought it might affect my walking or something.
How about that? Yeah,
ouch
is right, Joe. Yeah, I just broke my foot when I was like 17 years old. It was the last bone I broke.
Yeah.
Except that time I got sucker punched in the bar and the guy broke my nose. That was many years ago down the shore.
Now, there's a story,
a story, but we have to...
I'd like to hear that back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Another time. But Joe, great guess. Not breaking a bone, though.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I got caught talking to the wrong girl the wrong night. Jen, down the shore.
Not surprised at all.
I was a kid.
All right, we are going to add another $101 to this jackpot. This is getting up there. Okay, tomorrow morning at 8:15, you're going to get the chance to win $606. Mm. Once again, here is the IQ. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow. All that cash could be yours. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it, entertainment-wise. Big congratulations to B101 artist Halsey, who is pregnant with her first baby. And she announced it yesterday on her Instagram page with the word surprise. And then she posted these three really beautiful pictures of her posing with her baby bump. So, yeah, very happy for her. I'll tell you, this is poet Amanda Gorman's year. I mean, you know her obviously from the inauguration. She just signed on with IMG Modeling. She was on Ellen. And now we are all going to get to see and hear her read another one of her poems at the Super Bowl pregame show. So she actually will be in the stadium prior to kickoff. And her reading will focus on three specific heroes during the pandemic. They were actually chosen by the NFL. One is a nurse, one's a teacher, the other is a Marine Corps veteran.
That'd be cool. I mean, she's never going to do this, but if she could, if an NFL team or any team in sports for that matter wanted to hire her to read an inspirational poem to them before the game.
Before every game.
Oh, or maybe they could do that in the Olympics with her for the U.S. team.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, because she is so inspirational.
Yes.
But you're right. It is her year, certainly. Big year for Pam Anderson. She has gotten married once again. She's married to her bodyguard, the 53-year-old's fifth marriage, Jen. Fifth marriage, if
you're
counting.
Let's hope this one works for her.
We hope it does. His name is Dan Hayhurst. Now, not a famous guy, but he's a bit of a mystery. He's in his 40s. Apparently a very really tough guy. He is a bodyguard, after all.
I heard they met just during the pandemic.
I heard
they just
that
met,
as
like,
well.
Last year.
Well, I hope it lasts.
I do,
you know,
too.
Maybe the fifth time will be the charm.
That's
for
right.
Pam. Michael Strahan, off Good Morning America this week, reportedly because he has COVID. Now, he's currently quarantining, they say, and he said to be doing just fine. And he's going to be doing the Super Bowl pregame show remotely for Fox on February 7th, of course. And Bridgerton has now become Netflix's biggest series ever.
I have to watch this show.
I mean, I'm surprised you have
not.
I am
too.
This is a shocker. 63 million subscribers have checked out the new hit series. It's a period drama, of course, over the first 28 days of release. I have zero interest in this, but again, I'm shocked that you have not checked it out.
It's supposed to be like Downton Abbey. Everyone loves it. I will.
All right. Now, did I mention this yesterday? Because we always give each other TV shows to watch and stuff. And I don't know. I know we did it on our Be Up Club early in the morning when I was telling you about that show on Hulu in and of itself.
Oh, yes. I don't think you talked on air about it.
Okay. I didn't do. Guys, you have.
Go ahead.
If you have Hulu, I turned Jen on to this. She watched it yesterday. I forget the magician's name, but
Derek
something.
Yeah.
But it's called In and of Itself, and it's kind of like, it's a one-man show, but it's a magic show, but it's inspirational, it's storytelling. It's nothing like we've ever seen before. It's pretty incredible. He's done 552 of these shows in New York. They taped one of them. there's some very famous people in the audience during this taping.
Well, you can tell, yeah. I mean, yeah, Bill Gates is in there during this.
Mm-hmm. David Blaine.
David Byrne from Talking
Heads.
That's
right.
And the audience participation is just incredible. And that's what makes it so amazing. You're like, how in the world could that have just happened? I cried.
You cried at one point. The last half hour of it will blow your mind. Check it out in and of itself on Hulu. That's our pick. That's Be On Top of It with Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Friday Eve to you and also to our top fan of the day today, Mike Menschner of Southampton, PA, Bucks County. Mike is really active with us on Facebook. If you're wondering, how do I become a top fan? First of all, you like our Facebook page at B101 Philly. Post some comments, like other people's comments, and you'll become a top fan as well.
Just be an all-around good person on Facebook. Yeah, there you go. Top Fan is sponsored by our friends over at Acme. And guess what? Your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Want a chance to win that? Register online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday Eve. And it is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. I'll tell you what, Target is really looking out for its store employees once again. So they are giving $500 bonuses to over 375,000 frontline team members. And this includes those of you who worked over the season, seasonal workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be the company's fifth round of recognition giving during this pandemic. Jen, it's going to come out to $200 million worth of payments by the company for its frontline workers.
Amazing.
We think that is just so great, so cool of them to do. And of course, if you're a frontline worker, we salute you guys. Now, I don't have any money I can personally give you right now.
But we have a lot of thanks to give you and a big hug.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.